Welcome back to Restoring Home, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and faith. And today's topic is being good neighbors. We have guests with us today, Brad and Megan Moore. Thank you guys for taking time to be here again. And we are going to explore what goes on with you and your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. I know that for me, it's a little bit awkward sometimes to get to know the people that live across the street or just beside us. People are moving fast pace, and you don't want to be a bother to people, and you don't know when you're imposing and when you're not, or if you should or shouldn't be involved in this person or that person's situation. And so we know you've had some thoughts on this, some experience with this in your own home, and so we wanted to ask you to share with us a little bit about what you've learned. There are a lot of ways to do this, but we want to hear what you've done with it. So, Brad, I want to start with you. You both can answer, but I'd like to start with Brad and ask you to describe your neighborhood and how you have gone about meeting and getting to know your neighbors.
Thanks, Steve. Yes, we, Megan and I, live in the city of Akron, in a neighborhood, single-family homes. Homes are pretty close together, so we get pretty close to our neighbors, and we are fortunate that we live on a cul-de-sac, so it's a pretty quiet street, kind of lots of houses around us. So that hopefully gives you an idea of the setting. And then as far as getting to know our neighbors, many of you watching this probably know Megan and her family, my in-laws, and just how great they are with other people, and very social, friendly, not afraid to talk to anybody, always want to make sure people are included. So I feel like since I've been a part of their family for the last almost 20 years now, I've really learned a lot from them. And so I'll give most of the credit for any good that we've done with our neighbors to Megan. And I'll let her talk about some of the things she does. But some of the things that I've seen and that we do with our neighbors is, one is just a philosophy. And I heard of the former police chief at the hospital I work at. He was very good with people. And he had a quote where he said, "I was taught to always walk towards people instead of walking away from people." And that's just always stood out to me. Instead of looking to avoid people or always thinking the worst in people, to try to actually, you know, unless circumstances dictate otherwise, go towards people, to approach them and be friendly and initiate. And that's what Megan's family does very well. And so I think the same thing with neighbors. One thing I try to do is if they're out, even if you're in your car, at least look up, try to make eye contact, give a wave. And also, if you see them out, try to just go and start conversations, say hi, ask how they're doing. So, but Megan's home a lot more than me and home with the kids, so I'll let her share some ideas of some things she does.
Well, thank you for that credit, but I'm not sure about that. But that was very kind. We're just outside a lot. I think we're a homeschool family, so we take advantage of the fact that we live on a cul-de-sac. So, my goodness, we're a sports-loving family. We have a basketball hoop that gets dragged from the driveway all the way down to the circle, and the kids play right in the circle. Today we were outside in our front yard with the slip and slide and the kiddie pool. So we're right there, and anyone can see us, but that's okay. We love it.
I would think that if you put that slip and slide there and Brad's going down that thing, you would gather a crowd from the neighborhood. Yeah. That's one way to do it. Is that what you're talking about?
Have you done this?
No, because I don't want that big of a crowd.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. So we're outside a lot. And we take a lot of walks, or the kids are on their bikes, and maybe I'm pushing a stroller, or we're just walking. And when we're outside, if there's neighbors, you know, even on the side streets, people that we haven't met yet, I just say something like, "Hey, I'm Megan. I don't think I've met you yet." And it's not that hard. It might feel scary to some people, but I think I just make a habit of saying something like that. Or, "It's a beautiful day today, isn't it?" and, oh, doesn't God make the prettiest skies? And mm-hmm. then sometimes that will spark, oh, yes, praise God. And then suddenly it's, what church do you go to? You mm-hmm. know, so yeah. it's amazing what opens up, mm-hmm. what people will open up about. So, mm-hmm. and then I'm also big on learning people's names. And so I know some people say, oh, I'm just so bad at remembering names. I would just type it in your phone. Mm. You know, yeah. oh, somebody at the corner house, and then you just, you know, type in Susan or whatever. Mm-hmm. Name is. So, mm-hmm. and then it just helps. And then, you know, if you forget their name, most likely they've forgotten your name. So maybe you could say, it's Susan, mm-hmm. right? Oh, it's Megan, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it just mm-hmm. helps with that. So,
mm-hmm. good. Yeah, I've heard a saying before. Someone else has come up with this, but they said a person who would have friends must be friendly.
Yeah.
So you're just doing that. You're saying, hey, how you doing? What's up? And yeah. showing friendliness, and a lot of times people respond the same. Yeah. Did you have a question here?
I know that you've gone beyond just friendly hellos and actually done some really kind deeds with your, mm-hmm. and including your children. So mm-hmm. what ways have you helped them to want to be a part of that and just to have that heart of service for their neighbor?
That's a good question. I think so much of it is just modeling. Mm-hmm. You know, I do what I want my children to do, or we mm-hmm. do what we want our children to
yeah.
do. So to serve our neighbors, you know, because we've gotten to know the people around our circle and nearby, and then a few other people in other houses as well, just having that relationship with them, you start to learn what their needs are. So, mm-hmm. you know that some of our neighbors have some health concerns, and it's a lot harder for them to get their yard work done or mm-hmm. shovel their driveway when it's snowy. Mm-hmm. And so things like, okay, we're all near, you know, we're very close. So on trash day, after the garbage cans are emptied and I have my sons wheel the garbage cans up, mm-hmm. okay, boys, let's go get the neighbor's cans too.
Yeah.
Things like that. Mm-hmm. Brad's done yard work. They were mulching the neighbor's beds recently. Things like that.
Yeah. And what do the kids say?
I think, you know, sometimes it's, I don't want to do this chore, even if, especially if it's for us. But then when they see, well, are we doing this because, you know, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about the fruit of the Spirit a lot in mm-hmm. our family.
Okay.
And so then, why are we doing this? What fruit are we doing here? Is this showing mm-hmm. kindness? And then a lot of times it just kind of changes something in their minds. And then mm-hmm. they realize yeah. like, oh, this is a way that we can show mm-hmm. love to our neighbors mm-hmm. and be kind. And it's a lot easier for us to pull up someone's garbage cans than somebody who, you know, has health concerns or, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, quite mm-hmm. a bit older and has a bad hip or something like mm-hmm. that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I think they try to have joy about that.
That's great. And I think, you know, the idea of including your kids at different ages, in different levels. And so noticing that it's, and I'm just thinking that when you've been in a neighborhood for a long time, and maybe you haven't been very friendly and you haven't gotten to know your neighbors, and so everybody's just kind of learned to be, we just don't talk, and you want to try and break that ice. There are occasions that are natural, holiday seasons and those kind of things, and mm-hmm. kids are great icebreakers for you. Mm-hmm. So yeah. we're going to make cookies, and we're going to go around in the neighborhood and give everybody a little packet of cookies, and you carry the cookies. And when we go up, I'll knock on the door, and when they come out, then the oldest one says, we made these for you because it's a special time, and we just want you to know you're special, or some little speech that they have that you couple with. And everybody delivers a package of cookies, and that melts that ice usually. Yeah. So that's a good way to start. And then you can always say, you know, I'm sorry I haven't ever met you. My name is, and go from there. So
yeah.
The kids are great icebreakers, and they don't even know they're doing it, but you include them. And then they, like you said, you model for them
right.
how to approach people.
That's yeah. great. Right. I love that.
So can you tell us a few stories, actual stories of when you serve some people in your neighborhood?
Yes. A couple years ago, we decided to have a block party, a party on the cul-de-sac. Mm. So we got together with our next door neighbors and found a date that worked with them, and they were mm-hmm. on board with it. So we kind of co-hosted it. And that was a lot of fun, and we involved the kids. Mm-hmm. Megan typed up invitations, and then we went on a walk, and the kids dropped all of the invitations. Mm-hmm. They would knock on the door, and if they weren't home, they would leave them there. And what, I remember, I think it was George, they were getting so brave, and I was really proud of them, going up all by themselves to knock and give these invitations.
Most of the time people weren't there.
Correct.
So they would put them in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Well, one of the neighbors was home, and George was only 5, so it really scared him, and he just started running. Like, oh my goodness, they're home. We're like, no, we want them to be home.
That's the point. We didn't know this neighbor yet. Mommy, they're home.
Oh no.
But the party went great, and it was a great time for some neighbors that, mm-hmm. even if we knew them, some of the other neighbors didn't know each other mm-hmm. and got to meet and mm-hmm. were able to exchange everybody's contact information mm-hmm. just in
case.
We had
name tags, too.
Yeah, we had name tags.
So that way they wouldn't feel awkward if they didn't remember the neighbor's name, who they lived next to for 10 years.
You had one, you repeat that?
We did that 2 years ago, last year with the pandemic. We didn't do it, but we just talked to our neighbors that we'll co-host with, and we're going to get a date on the calendar for this summer.
Super.
We drug some grills out onto the cul-de-sac and had a little cookout.
Yeah. You're going to do the slip and slide this year?
Yeah, we should have that out there.
No, I'm saying, are you going to do the slip and slide?
You'll have to, maybe you'll come.
I have to come see.
Yeah, we might want to sell tickets.
We might have a remote restoring home video and we'll just be at your place.
Yeah.
Another story, if I can share another mm-hmm. story, would just be we try to make it a point, because we're home when the male man or the male woman comes, mm-hmm. we just get to know who they are as well. Or,
cool.
Yeah, what's your name? Apparently our mail route is one that there's a lot of turnover. We have a lot of different people that come and deliver mail. But, you know, okay, you know, mm-hmm. your name is Dave. How's it going today, Dave? Oh, it's pretty hot today, Dave. I don't know, whatever. Do you have a vacation coming up? Just things like that, just small talk, just to mm-hmm. remember that it's our way of, you know, helping to model to our children that each person is worthy of our mm-hmm. of our respect mm-hmm. and our kindness, and mm-hmm. so we'll talk to anyone. We don't know the men right now that come and pick up our garbage and recycle, but there was a season where we knew them by name and we would pray for them. Mm-hmm. And we actually had a meet and greet. We got to meet the man who collects our recycle material and the garbage. And there was a season for about a year that every week the guy who collected our recycle, he would bring in our cans for us just so that we could talk to him at the door. Whenever we were there, we would just stop and talk with him. So, yeah, it was really neat.
Super.
Yeah. And my kids loved it. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. it would be a treat every Wednesday. Like, oh, mm-hmm. we get to go see, you know, get to see him today. So
that's fun.
That is a great idea. Just real quick, the ties together with some teachings of Yeshua that the greatest in the kingdom are the servants. We know that. And so these people are serving us. They're serving you and your community. And I would just think that your kids are going to be greatly rewarded for serving the people that have come to serve them. Mm-hmm. It is His way. And it's well done on that. You have another question for Ms.
Donna?
I do
have another question. So what advice would you suggest for families that are living in urban settings regarding how to balance safety and ministry?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Yeah. Can I take that?
Yeah, I think we're just outside a lot. So, you know, we're always kind of around and know what's mm-hmm. going on. So we keep it pretty simple. But, you know, our kids know, don't go in other people's homes and those things. But mm-hmm. outside of that, we're outside a lot. We bought outdoor furniture we really like for the front so that we can be out there mm-hmm. while the kids play and while we're mm-hmm. outside. So
yeah.
I think that's mostly how we balance that.
Yeah.
And one other point, as you were talking, that I wanted to bring up is Megan always, she's better at this than me because she's willing. I think women are more likely to ask for help, but being able to receive from your neighbors as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. Megan's really good about asking them for help, like even in little ways, like if she's preparing a meal or something and runs out of it, needs an egg or something, mm-hmm. she's really good about texting. And that builds relationships because being willing to receive from your neighbors mm-hmm. too, I think, makes mm-hmm. them, you know, feel special in a way too, letting them mm-hmm. help you and serve you mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Well, we have a tendency of wanting to prove ourselves to be so independent that we can do mm-hmm. everything. And I could, if I'm making a meal and I realize I don't have butter or an ingredient, I could put all the kids in the car and go get it. Mm-hmm. But there are also neighbors that I could reach out to. And I think mm-hmm. that, I mean, I don't want to be a mooch and just always expect mm-hmm. that they have it. But there are times that I think that they feel honored, like, oh, I'm so glad that you would ask me.
Yeah.
And then, like Brad said, that develops a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's not just one-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, being vulnerable allows others to be vulnerable. And if we have it all together, then everybody feels like they must have it all together too. So you really do break down walls by being honest and saying, hey, we need some flour, we ran out of an egg, and we need one, and can you help me out? That opens up the possibility for people being vulnerable in even more vulnerable way, in areas that are even more significant than not having what you need for your recipe. Getting to know our neighbors is something we don't do that much. I think most people really are anymore, kind of like, especially with masks and all these things that we're doing these days, people are more and more like, don't get close to me. So it's time for God's people to start shifting that back around. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to do it, just with the people around you. Safety measures, sounds like your kids are always where you can see them.
Yes.
You have advised them, you don't go in someone's home. Mm-hmm. You're not alone with people. Good safety precautions, and you're training your kids how to keep safe, but being safe doesn't mean you have to be disconnected from everybody. You can actually connect well when everybody is safe. And so, mm-hmm. good.
It's a controlled environment, and you're aware of where they are and what's going on.
So you're watching them.
Definitely.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks again for coming. And I don't know if everybody heard it or not, but there's been an angel singing in the background occasionally while we've been filming.
Little Lucille.
Miss Lucille is back there. So if people heard noises, it was a little angel, but that big right now. And she's been a champ tonight while we've been filming. So mm-hmm. we're thankful for her. She is a doll. She is a doll. Okay. Thank you both. Appreciate you again.
Thank you.
So for you who are watching, please check below in the area below the video, because there'll be resources there for you that will help you put this neighborly advice right to work in your home. And I hope you will. So until next time, God bless.